This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk with writer, instructor, and activist Dean Weingarten. They're behind on the curve of publishing your stuff, went Dean?
Yeah, they're a little bit behind, but, you know, since I understand that... we're not going to be able to talk tomorrow or Friday. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I might be willing to go and talk about some of the things that are coming up that will be published in that time period.
Well, let's do that then.
But one thing I wanted to talk about, because I heard it on the news just before the show, and it's near and dear to my heart, is that Lauren Boebert is this star Second Amendment advocate,
right,
who got elected in the 3rd congressional district in Colorado. And I think we might have talked about her a little bit. I wrote one article about her, and
right.
Actually wrote a couple. Well, the news item was that she's now asked the Capitol Police to make sure it's okay for her to go running in D.C. as a representative with a pistol on her hip, openly
yep.
carried. And I thought, now there's an activist for you. That's somebody we want. And I heard one of the, I think it was people on, some Democrat saying, well, you know, congressmen already can carry guns around stuff. You know, we already do it. But, of course, they don't do it openly.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, though. I mean, she's incoming. So
yeah.
Should she just take this for granted? I think it's very just prudent of her to ask. And at the same time,
oh, absolutely.
It sort of
absolutely.
Sends a message, doesn't it?
It does. And I think this isn't just a simple I want to run and exercise. And she looks to be in great shape. This is her saying, in your face, buddies, you know, we got this right. And I am going to exercise. It's one of the big things. I've always said that open carry is as much political as anything else. It's,
yeah.
it's strong, symbolic, protected First Amendment speech saying, I have the right, you can't stop it, the government is limited, and the Constitution means something. So, there we are. I am just pleased as I could be.
Yeah, it would be nice if there were more politicians that were doing that were pushing that and everything else. But it doesn't surprise me that it's a female.
Yeah, that's helpful for her. And then the other thing is that I think we've been replacing some of the people who claimed to be on our side, but just really weren't. I mean, they just gave us lip service. Like, let's mention a couple. Paul Ryan, for example,
yeah.
or Senator McCain. I cringe when I think that McCain was our senator for decades here in Arizona, and we could never seem to communicate to enough people how much of a leftist he was in a whole lot of ways. And then Paul Ryan claimed to be all for the Second Amendment, until it actually came down to doing something about it, whereupon he promptly knifed us in the back. And he just recently also told some bankers group over in Europe that the election was over and Trump should just give it up and, you know, it's all done. Nice guy.
And he's also part of the board. He's a board member on Fox. Which there's some speculation.
Yeah, fairly recently he became a board member on Fox, I think.
Yeah.
In the last year, wasn't it?
There's some speculation that part of what's happening with Fox and with Trump and all this other stuff has to do with him being on that board, besides the fact that the Murdoch sons run it now versus the, you know, Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, my thought is that probably it's more that Murdoch's sons brought in Ryan because he thinks the same way they do, and they can claim he's conservative or Republican. The two are certainly not very connected anymore. Well, yeah. I think they're becoming more connected. It's just they weren't. We were just fooled, or they tried to fool us for a very long time. And so I suspect it's the more liberal side of Fox, probably, and the Suns that are bringing him in rather than he's really affecting them that much.
Well, I mean, everybody works in New York.
Yeah.
They're in New York City. I mean, if they're a New York Republican in Arizona, they'd be considered a Democrat.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes, indeed.
I look at that. I look at that and just think about that. But, I mean, yeah, there's some interesting things going on, which Ms. Boebert is a very good, interesting thing, because I have often said that the biggest argument for the Second Amendment is the modern American woman, especially as many of them that carry now, especially that they're not afraid. You know, I honestly believe that all of this rhino Republican that we see out there is because they're all males.
Well, that's a large part of it. And
yeah.
And frankly, I see us moving toward different media, moving away. And we've moved away from Fox. Now Newsmax seems to have taken a big share of what was formerly Fox. And Fox's ratings are plummeting. I was at a friend of mine who had some serious health problems here, and so I had to spend quite a bit of time there the last few days. Anyway, but he had Newsmax on, and I was watching some of the shows, and I'm going, wow, this is what I would expect real news-oriented TV to be like. It was just an amazing thing. I guess that's a plug, but it was my personal, honest evaluation. I looked at it and I said, who knew that there was actually a media or medium out there that, well, I guess it'd be a media, yeah, medium that reflected reality the way I see it.
There's also One American News Network. You might like that too.
Yeah, I've heard good things about them, but I can't say that I've had a chance to watch them as much.
Yeah.
And both of them, I think, can be gotten over the internet if you've got a good fast internet connection.
I look at their headlines and everything. I've looked at some of their TV. They obviously are new, and I don't hold that against them. They don't have to have, you know, Academy Award-winning production values for me to watch them. I just don't watch a lot of news-oriented video. Maybe I can get past that with these guys. I don't know.
Well, I stopped, it's just an amazing thing. About 1994, it was about 95, I guess. It was after the Republicans took over Congress for the first time in like 50 years in the 94 elections. And, let's see, I'm trying to think of the author. A book came out, 101 Things to Do Until the Revolution. Said we're at that awkward stage, you know.
Yeah.
It's too late to get the vote right, but too early to start shooting them. And, I think she was a little premature. But it was a great book. And one of the things that she advised was to get rid of your TV. I think she said, shoot your TV. And I thought about all the hours I wasted watching TV. I hate to say it. That was the time I wasted a lot of hours watching TV. And I took that advice and got rid of my TV, and my life completely turned around. It was immediately many times better, and I became much more productive, too.
Well, I mean, I do have a TV. I have TVs, but primarily I either watch YouTube videos or old movies on them.
Yes, and I can see that. I watch some of the old movies, and it's amazing. I mean, you see, now this gets into, you know, the whole media bias or...
I tell you what, hang on right there. We're about to go into the break. We can pick up the media bias. On the other side, you can find Dean's work at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, many other things. And we were just talking about
media bias, essentially,
yes.
Or how sort of subtle messages are not so subtle anymore are incorporated in the way the media cover things.
Right.
And what it brought to mind to me was the movie King Kong. I don't know if you've ever seen the original movie. It was made back in the 30s. And there have been a couple of remakes since then.
Sure.
Well, for whatever reason, a couple of years ago, I was looking and I thought, you know, I'd like to see the original one because you can look at it on the internet. It's available.
Sure.
And I looked at the original one and I looked at the remake and I said, wow, what an incredible difference in basic assumptions about reality. And the, I recommend anybody who's interested in that movie to see the original and then see a remake, and you'll just see such a contrast. In the original, guns are very positively used. For example, in the original, there's a bunch of the natives on the King Kong Island that, you know, are threatening the crew as they try to rescue the woman. And the main character says, shoot over their head, you know, to make sure they don't hurt anyone but scare them off. And that's what they do, and nobody's hurt. In the remake, they shoot directly at the natives and kill a bunch of women, basically murder them. It's just a huge difference. In the original movie, the main protagonist who captures King Kong is a capitalist, and he is the hero. He's doing everything he can to protect the people people's investments who invested in the movie. He's got flawless integrity, and you know, he follows through on his planning and expectations to ultimately prevail. In the remake, he's a scumbag who takes advantage of everybody and steals from everyone and just lies to everybody. It's just a huge, huge change, and yet it's, you know, labeled with the same movie when it's a completely different in its take. So I just thought that was interesting, and so I look at some of these old movies, and it's fascinating to see how they have promoted or changed or reflected the changes in values in our society.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that a lot. I mean, like, especially just the way we treated each other. I presume...
Oh, yes.
I presume Absolutely. That is, I mean, you know, I presume that is a reflection of the way we actually treated each other. I'm sure that there were rough spots and hard spots and all that other kind of stuff. But at the same time, it was a different time. I mean, some things I'm sort of glad they changed. Like, I really wouldn't want to cut my grass in a suit.
Yeah. I don't know how many people actually did cut their grass in a suit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was, well, one of the biggest changes, I think, and this was pushed around the turn of the century, around 1900, by the progressives, and that was the idea that the Constitution mattered. And the progressives, starting around 1900, a little before, they really pushed the idea that the Constitution was outdated, it didn't matter, it could be changed at any time, you know, because it really was meant for a different time. And so it was, that's when they started this whole nonsense about the Constitution being a, quote, living document. And that's changed a whole lot of our attitudes went with that. You know, it took a while to get into the schools and get pushed, which it did over time, but that whole attitude is morals don't matter. They're not absolute. It all depends on the circumstances you're in at a particular time, and then, you know, you can do things differently. And, you know, there's no real, like the Ten Commandments. Well, they're just kind of suggestions depending on the context, you know.
Right.
And I think that that has shown itself, and it's reflected in our movies, and it's been reflected in our culture. And actually, I think we've been trying to move away from that for a number of years now. We're actually trying to reject that and move back toward what I'd call Judeo-Christian values, but it's really being opposed by those who have taken the progressive moral relativity to heart. And we succeeded. We had tremendous success under the progressives because I think we were coasting along on what I'd call, you know, a heritage of Judeo-Christian values. But now we have people pushing paganism and saying Christianity is evil, and essentially saying that there's no values at all. It all depends on what I want to do at the time. If I feel like it and it's good, it's okay. It doesn't matter whether there's any, there is no absolute good, they would say. And societies that take that form, that take that to heart, they basically fall apart and they die. I mean, you could look at, I think the Soviet Union is a good example. They fell apart partly because nobody could ever believe anything that was heard. Does that sound kind of familiar? You know, everybody assumed that everything that was going on in the state was a lie. You know, the old thing about Pravda being called the truth, you know, and then was it Izvestia is the news? I'm trying to remember. A little bit of Russian I had at one time. Anyway, they said there's no truth in the news and no news in the truth, Pravda. So, and I talked to a friend of mine who is an immigrant from Russia, and I asked him, very talented guy. He was kind of, he wasn't in the party, but he had a relatively good job over there. And he came over here in the, let's see, middle 80s. And I asked him, well, you know, you weren't in such bad shape over there. Why'd you come over here? He said, I wanted to come to a country where I didn't have to lie all the time. And I really should try and get a hold of him. He's a busy cancer researcher, but I really should get a hold of him and see what he thinks about this latest election and whether we're headed in a direction he doesn't like.
That would be interesting to know. I've been thinking about trying to get a hold of Miguel Faria and ask him about that myself. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Now, Dean has written well over 3,100 articles, of which over 1,600 of them can be found at Ammoland.com. The reason he is at Ammoland is really quite shrewd. Freddie Real, who is the publisher of Ammoland, figured out that there's more people reading his stuff and than anybody else that writes in the gun culture right now, which with them is a top 1,000 in the world website. That probably means he's one of the more read people on the planet when it comes to the gun culture. So, we'll be right back. Ammoland.com is where you can find his stuff. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can't solve all the world's problems alone. We need to be working with other countries. We need their cooperation.
Former lobbyist and now one of President-elect Joe Biden's top cabinet picks, Tony Blinken, talking there in Wilmington, Delaware, as the former vice president is introducing members of his cabinet. Biden also introducing incoming National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says he'll take his role seriously.
I pledge to you and to the American people that I will work relentlessly to keep our country and our people safe, to advance our national interests, and to defend our values.
The Dow setting a record high on Tuesday of more than 30,000 points. Positive news regarding coronavirus vaccines leading the rally as the Dow closed up 455 points to finish at 3046. You're listening to USA Radio News. Quality is once again job one at Ford Motor Company. Taking a page from the automaker's ad slogan of the 1980s and 90s, Ford's new chief executive, Jim Farley, is aiming to rein in the warranty repair costs that are the key reasons why Dearborn, Michigan's automaker's financial performance in North America has lagged over its rival, General Motors. Cabinet picks continuing for the incoming administration.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. We are just speaking with Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. So, where would you like to go now, sir?
Let's talk a little bit about using ARs for defense of self and property and home and business. Now, I've often said, especially in rural areas, that an AR-type rifle is an excellent home defense tool because it's easy to point and shoot. It's easier to shoot than a handgun. You can get them fairly compact so that you can still use them indoors without too much of a problem. Obviously, a handgun can be a little bit easier in really confined spaces, but they make up for that by having a bit longer range. In a rural property, that could be very useful. And just this, it was last Friday. A week ago from Friday, 10 days ago, on the 15th of November, there was a good-sized indoor range. It's got two 10-lane ranges in it, and it's almost in the center of Wausau, of Wisconsin. It's about 3 miles west of Wausau on Highway 29, for anybody who knows that geography there. I've been by that area a few times. I grew up in Wisconsin. And the proprietor of the range, and they have a Class 3 license there, they've been giving classes of about 100 students, so it's a pretty significant outfit. And he's tired and didn't want to put all the guns away. He decided to spend the night there. Well, a little before 11 o'clock, he hears a big crash, and he grabs a rifle and takes cover behind the counter, and there were a couple of miscreants breaking into his business with rocks they picked up outside and breaking the glass on the window next to his doors and then That only took about 2 seconds by the surveillance camera. And they stepped inside, and he said the inner glass was a bit tougher because it was laminated, and took about 8 seconds before they got that down and just stepped just inside. And as they stepped just inside, he told me that they never knew he was there. So he fired a burst of 4 rounds into the upper left corner of the doorway, and it had the desired effect. One of them just bolted from the premises, the other dropped to the ground. He held them, that person, there for a while. They were armed with rocks, remember. And as he went to turn a secondary alarm on to bring the deputies, the one that had been ground jumped up and ran off. In just, I think, less than an hour, they had one of the people who'd broken in custody. They had a getaway driver in custody, the deputies did. And it wasn't until later the next day, because they figured out who it was from both the surveillance cameras and, I'm sure, the testimony they got from the people they arrested. The third miscreant was arrested. And what I thought was interesting was that the firearm he used was a fully automatic short-barreled rifle with a suppressor on it in .223 and a 30-round magazine. And it worked very, very well. Now, obviously, he could have killed both the people under, Castle Doctrine. But that has a lot of nasty consequences, and he didn't think it was necessary, and he didn't have to. And what I have read is that, I'm talking to people I know, is that a burst from a fully automatic weapon has a very salutatory effect in causing the opposition to rethink their misdeeds.
You think so?
And it certainly did in this case. So they caught everybody, and he has been cleared of anything. He's a well-known personage. They didn't include his name in any of the news coverage, but when I talked to him, he said, well, everybody knows I was the one who was here, so he says you can use my name. And one of the locals said, well, those had to be warning shots. The owner's an excellent marksman. So he used his skill in such a way that killing was not necessary. And I thought that it's not always the case. I'm not a big fan of warning shots, but he was behind cover. They didn't have any obvious weapons that could reach out at a significant distance. I mean, rocks certainly can reach out at a distance, but if you're behind cover, they're not all that effective.
Nope.
And I thought he handled it pretty well. And this facility is in a pretty wild area. There aren't a lot of houses around or anything. It's pretty much by itself, which is kind of what you'd expect for a range. And the other thing I like about the story is it helps to dispel this idea that the AR platform is not useful for self-defense or defense of self and property.
Right. That, do you think the AR has replaced the lever action rifle in our daily,
yes,
in our carry lexicon, you think?
I think so. I mean, and what happens ordinarily is that sportsmen, for hunters, will normally take what the military has been using and start using. So I'd say there was a big move to bolt-action rifles after World War One, and in World War Two we started moving to semi-automatics. And then with Vietnam, we really started moving over. And if it hadn't been for the news coverage and the demonization of ARs and such, we probably would have moved faster. But we're there now. It's the most popular, the AR platform rifle is the most popular rifle, centerfire rifle anyway, in the United States. There's somewhere probably close to 20 million of them out there. It's hard to know. We don't classify by model type. But the best estimates that I've read, I think from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, is somewhere around 20 million, which is a lot of firearms. You cannot expect to get one online now directly because they're all sold out as immediately as they come in. I just don't see much enthusiasm for doing away with them anymore. And, you know, Supreme Court justices can read the news. They can read statistics.
Right.
You know, they can look at 20 million, and this is a different 20 million, 20 million guns sold just in 2020.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's actually been 32 million background checks done.
Right. But the background checks, so many, almost half, it depends on it, month to month, it varies a little bit.
Right.
But almost half the background checks now are for either permits or permit rechecks. They're not for firearm sales.
Right.
So you have to correct for that.
Also, another thing, like in my state, if you're going through a background check, if you're buying multiple guns, you only go through one background check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
so,
if you,
the other thing is that in my state, and I don't know if it's the same way with your state, but in my state, if you have a concealed carry permit, you don't go through a background check at all.
Exactly. So, yes, that's true. There's about 25 states where that is the case.
Hang on for me. We're going to go into the last break and everything. And for those of you wanting to check out what Dean does, the stuff, his background, his history with the written word, go to ammoland.com. Click on all contributors on the bottom right. Then look to the left in the middle of the lineup of names, and he will be there, Dean Weingarten. And there's 1,600 articles that you can go choose from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, analyst. I have to say, you probably have to do a little analysis.
Go ahead. What were you asking about?
Something just popped up on my screen. Did you see where Rittenhouse got out?
And a little bit
of controversy that came of him getting out.
Yes, I did see that. And actually, I've got an article waiting there on ammo. It'll probably come out. I don't know. You know, it depends on where it fits into their schedule. But certainly, I expect it this week. And he did, and there was some more too. He gave an interview to the Washington Post from in jail. Now that's really unusual, and I have to wonder what kind of deal was cut on that. I mean, you don't expect the Washington Post to just be able to call a prisoner up. You know, there had to be arrangements made between the people in charge of the jail and the Washington Post, and Rittenhouse had to, Kyle had to agree to it. And I'm wondering if his lawyers were consulted before him or if he consulted them.
Right.
You know, I want to get the backstory on that, but I haven't got it yet. Now, the other thing is that he had to post a $2 million bail in cash. One of his attorneys, Mark Richards, asked for the bail to be set at $750,000. And in Wisconsin, they don't have any bail bond system. So you can't go to a bail bondsman, give them 10%, they put up the bond. It's just cash or property worth $2 million or nothing in this case. And it seems to me a very high bail. And it's based on the very strong charges that are against him, basically first-degree murder, which I think are absolutely absurd and politically motivated charges. But enough people kicked in money to come up with the $2 million bail, and so he was let out. And then some people claimed that one of the people who kicked in $120,000 or about that, maybe $150,000, was Ricky Schroeder, who's, I think, a retired actor. And people have been threatening him and saying that he shouldn't have done that. Well, of course, it's my opinion that Kyle should never have been even arrested.
Right.
I mean, the evidence for self-defense is some of the clearest I've ever seen There's video evidence from numerous angles showing what happened. There's plenty of evidence to explain why the people who attacked him attacked him. There isn't any evidence that I can see that they had any legal motivation to attack him or legal reason to attack him. Because he defended himself, he's the one being charged. So there is some controversy, but mostly it's what I see is the old media trying to make up somehow a scenario that because he had a rifle and because he defended himself against people who were trying to destroy stuff and hurt people in these riots, that he's the bad guy. Of course, it's absurd. Now, one of the things I've been trying to rectify in my writing is he's been charged with the charge is called possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18.
Which is not actually a charge, is it?
It's really not in Wisconsin law. Now, there is a line in the law saying that it's illegal for a person under 18 to possess a dangerous weapon. But you have to look at the exceptions. I mean, the law isn't just one line. There's a line that says what the charge is, and then it lists the exceptions, and there's like three exceptions after that. And one of them basically says, well, if it's a rifle or a shotgun, it doesn't apply to people over the age of 16, except if it's a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, or if they're hunting, if they don't have a hunting permit. Well, none of that applies to Kyle, because it wasn't a short-barreled rifle, and he's over 16, and so he was a legal possessor in Wisconsin, and it's absurd for the prosecutor even to put this out there, because you just have to read the law. It's a little convoluted, but once you read it carefully, that exception in the law clearly exists, and it clearly applies. So all this idea that he could not legally have a weapon there is another thing. Now, they've also charged a friend of his, Dominic Black, and they charged him with providing a weapon to a person who couldn't legally have one under the age of 18, where a homicide occurred, where somebody got killed. And, of course, it doesn't apply either because he could legally possess the weapon. So I think that they're trying to pressure his friend into giving some information that they can use in prosecuting him. And how much they've succeeded, I don't know. I'm a little concerned with this access to the Washington Post interview, although it seems from what they released, the best, the most damning thing or the worst thing they could get out of it was Kyle saying that he didn't regret doing what he did. And they probably, from what I've heard, they may have cut out because I'm still alive. I've seen some of the papers. Some of the papers have said in an interview, or one of his friends told him, Dominic Black, who is charged, like I said, with providing the firearm, supposedly said that Kyle told him, I'm probably going to go to jail for the rest of my life, but if I didn't do what I did, I'd have been dead. And they stress the first part and don't talk much about the second part. But I think he was, from what I see, is perfectly justified. If anybody who studies self-defense law, if you're running away and people insist on chasing you and then attacking you and trying to take your firearm, that's a very clear self-defense situation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seriously thinking about getting a body cam. I am.
Yeah, well, it makes more and more sense because what we see is the more cameras there are, the more the truth comes out. And the more the truth comes out, the more we win.
Yep.
Now, in Kyle's case, it's just, there's so much evidence because everybody was recording everything. It's just very, very clear.
So many different angles. He didn't need a body cam.
Right, because everybody was filming all around him. And somebody has, I think it was AOC, we'll just say, said, well, if he was Muslim and in a different context, you know, he would probably not have gotten bail. But that doesn't seem correct to me at all. First off, context is extremely important in self-defense. And let's put it a different way. If Kyle were black, would charges have been brought against him? Well, you know, I thought about it. And the more I thought about it, I thought, yeah, probably charges would be brought against him because he was going against the mob. He was going against the leftist mob. So it wouldn't matter if he were black or white. What mattered whether he was leftist or not. I mean, remember that Justice Clarence Thomas has been declared by the left not to be authentically black.
Mm.
He's a pretty dark black guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of my heroes. He's probably the best Supreme Court justice we have.
Authentic.
A national treasure.
Not authentic. We're about to run out of time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And maybe next week I can get another chance.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Enjoy Thanksgiving yourself as well, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.